If you're hearing the sound of my voice, you're watching Don Talk here on Spectrum Channel 180. We're also on Roku, iTunes, and Google Play. This episode has been brought to you by Tony, Sarah, Nissan, and Coleman. And today we got Jeff Clemens back with us again today. Welcome back, Jeff. We thank you for coming back.
Well, thank y'all for having me. It's an honor.
You're very welcome. And, of course, I'm your host, Don, and my co-host, Dessa.
I'm Dessa.
Thank you for showing up today, Dessa.
I made it.
Jeff, we got a few announcements, but we're going to get back with you in just a second. We're going to talk a little bit about you and your campaign and what's going on with that. But right now, Dessa, what we got so far for announcements?
Well, today we have the EMS, that's Emergency Medical Systems, fifth annual chili cook-off that is at from 5 to 7 today at the First Baptist Church. That benefits, the proceeds go to Kurt's Closet. Okay. So that's a really good thing. So that's paramedics and stuff. Great little event going on. Also, we have on the 26th at the Borough Center, we have, it's still Black History Month, we have David Anthony Johnson. He's a motivational speaker. He sounds amazing. He's going to be there 10 a.m. We have, again, the I Love New York Dinner, which is at Wallace State on February 28th, that benefits, it's money, all the money they raise goes to the theater department's trip to New York City. So it's good thing. Good. It's a dinner theater, the culinary students cook, it's like an interactive type thing. That, and then one last one is to remind everybody that the second Hee Haw Show is the 29th at the Hansville Civic Center. From 2 to 4, and we were there for
that
the first one.
That was a lot of good fun. It really was.
I've never laughed so hard. Mm-hmm. I had a blast.
We saw somebody else there too.
Right.
He was there as well.
Yes, and the sheriff was there, and you were there, and I got pictures with both of you.
Yes, ma'am.
And then the casting for the Cure.
For the Cure. That is going to be March 13th and 14th. That's the Coleman Kayak Anglers and the American Cancer Society are putting that on. For more information, you can contact the local our local cancer society here, and then on Facebook, you can check out Kayaking for a Cure, and you can get that information there. They're doing a great thing. They're going to be raising money for Relay for Life for Cancer.
Right.
So it's a great thing. Check them out. Also, we have the Coleman EMA wants to remind everybody that the Severe Preparedness Sales Tax Holiday begins today.
Yes.
So you get a tax break on all your weather radios and weather.
Anything over $60,
stuff.
I believe. Anything under 60, you don't get a break on, like batteries and stuff. But that's a good thing, too.
So you get that, and that's really good. And then also, we have one more announcement. Nope, that was it.
That's it.
That was all the announcements. Because you did the other ones. It's nice having somebody else to help me with the announcements.
See?
Right now, let's talk a little bit to Jeff. Jeff, tell us a little bit, how's the campaign going?
Well, it seems to be going pretty good. I've spent a lot of time all over Coleman County.
Yeah.
And met so many great people.
Mm-hmm.
And it seems, everything's positive everywhere I go. So. Mm-hmm. That's an honor, so.
Yeah. And you got any kind of funny stories about the campaign?
I saw the cupcake at Logan's last night. Her name was like Dashy, or sort of like Dessa, and I was like, that's kind of close to my name.
Well, she's a great young lady, and I know her fairly well, but her uncle, he owns Cross Street Tractor here at Berlin, and we're real good friends, so.
Mm-hmm.
But it's always get to just get out and meet so many good people across the county.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure it feels good. Sure. You kissing a lot of babies?
I have been. You can kind of tell
by my voice.
Are
you wearing your panties or your mask?
Yeah, you definitely got to be wearing it nowadays.
I know.
That's coronavirus.
Kiss them on the cheek.
I tell you what, I think I've talked more than I've ever talked in my life.
And
you can kind of tell it in my voice.
But you sound like you're a little raspy.
And I've shook a lot of hands. But you know, it's great. Just to be out and get to see all these great people.
We went over a little bit of what you did last time you were here, what you're wanting to do. Is there anything new that you feel that could be improved with the county since last time we saw you?
Well, there's a lot of issues that we're facing. You know, one thing that I want to do, as you know, I've been going to all the senior centers all over the county, mm-hmm. and you know, I want to make sure our seniors, I want them to know that I'm behind them 100%, because a lot of them that I've been talking to kind of feels like some of the programs have been cut, and I want to ensure them that we're behind them 100%.
Yeah,
so
definitely.
I think that's very important.
It is,
you know, so
very important. And you know, they're a large aspect of our community in Alabama.
As we all approach old age, yes, we are.
That's inevitable.
A very vital aspect to this community.
They're very important. And you know, another thing, I've been speaking. I went to the County Fire Association and spoke with all the firemen and EMS last week, and. You know, we've got to support, you know, they're the backbone of our first responders.
Mm-hmm.
So we've got to make sure that we support them 100%.
Definitely.
In all aspects. Yes, sir.
And, you know, to our military folks and all that, and our rapid responders, EMS, everybody that does, you know, their jobs, it's kind of a thankless thing.
It really is.
And, you know, when you came out talking about, you know, making sure that we recognize all that kind of stuff and the seniors and stuff, it kind of harks to me a little bit about it being we're society here in Coleman, just like we're a societal nation. It takes everybody to do all kinds of things. As my mom always said, it takes every type to make the world go around.
Yes, sir.
Takes a village.
Yeah. I think it's very important for us to all communities to work together to make a difference.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
And you know, we can do a lot of good for Cullman County if we'll all work together.
And that's the thing about Cullman. We have a lot of communities here.
We do. We have a lot of great communities.
Yeah.
And we just need to be part of that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so.
Definitely. Mm-hmm. Well, Clem, we're going to take a quick commercial break. We're going to get right back to this. This episode has been brought to you by Tony, Sarah, Nissan, and Cullman, and we'll be right back after these messages. And I'm still looking at the wrong camera.
I don't even. I learned how to clear it.
Oh, yeah.
Welcome back to Don Talk. This episode has been brought to you by Tony, Sarah, Nissan, Coleman. We're back here with Mr. Clem Clemens. Everybody calls him Clem as a nickname. I've been calling him that ever since we met again. So, and then, of course, with my lovely co-host, Dessa. Let's talk a little bit about what you, you got a few hobbies, right? You like to fish, we know.
I do. I love to fish when I get an opportunity. And, you know, Smith Lake is one of the beautifulest lakes. People don't realize the revenue and the asset that Smith Lake brings to Cullman County.
Oh,
so
yeah.
I spend a little time on Smith Lake occasionally.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
Yes, sir.
And you turkey hunt.
I do. You know, turkey season opens here in a few weeks. And And there's nothing like the springtime woods. And
you go to turkey shoots?
I have in the past. But
you want to hear some funny story about me and turkey shoots? Okay. When I first moved to Alabama, I was like, I don't know, forever young. And I saw those signs that said, there's a turkey shoot.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, y'all going to shoot that turkey? I didn't understand. You don't really shoot the turkey, right?
You shoot to win.
And half the time you don't get turkey. You just get some bacon or something.
And another funny one, when I first moved to Coleman, there's, you know, the mulberry fork?
I do.
I remember asking my then boyfriend or whatever, I said, it's a mulberry fork races. I said, what's a fork race?
Diddle.
I'm being serious,
I'm going to start calling her Diddle because
she's Diddle. This is all true stories. This is what's so funny about
it. That's good stuff.
What's a fork race?
Well, I've got a kind of a funny thing. I don't know if you know, but the doppelganger challenge has been going on. So I've got a little surprise for y'all. This first one we got upcoming is Odessa. And Barbara Eden?
Yeah, I've heard that. Let's see it.
Michael.
Oh, God.
It's going to be good.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, there it is.
Yeah,
I mean,
I
want to
wear her outfit, though.
A lot of resemblance, sir.
Yeah.
The thighs.
And,
and the
of
hair.
Course, then we have me. I'm best known for my John Goodman impersonation, apparently.
Oh, definitely. Let's see this.
That one's a really good one.
Oh, that's Mark C.
Say. That one's pretty good.
Hey, boy, that is good.
That's really good.
That is good.
You know. That's great.
And then we got one for you, Clem.
Okay, well, thank you.
Can you say yippee-ki-yay?
Yippee-ki-yay.
Oh, there it is right there. There it is.
Bruce Willis.
Definitely a Bruce Willis.
There you go.
our
there
opinion.
You go.
I can see it.
Hey, I would like to be called Bruce Willis. Like, I'll tell you that right now.
I want to be Jeannie. Definitely. Wish I could make things happen like she did.
That's right.
Dang. Yeah, I love that show.
No, that was Bewitched. When
yeah, no,
she,
Jeannie
she
did
the,
this.
The, yeah, yeah,
she did
that's
that.
Right.
I lived and breathed it. You have no idea.
Oh, man. Well, Dessa, you got some facts, don't you?
I have a heart fact. This is a serious heart fact, so we'll do serious first. The 20% of all heart attacks happen on a Monday. Because you can get that because you're stressed out, you know, life's you're having a great weekend.
Have that boss
and then that
lives.
Anxiety comes up about money. So I get
We've
that.
All had them.
Oh yeah.
But I honestly believe laughter is the best medicine. So
yeah.
I do have another Friday fact, which is that 50 years ago today the internet was invented.
50 years ago.
50 years ago.
Man.
Charlie Klein and Bill Duvall, 1970.
Wow.
Yep. And there's word out there now that they're really concerned. It's such a dark web as opposed to a light web.
Mm-hmm.
You know, good.
Yeah.
Everything can be used for good or bad.
Yeah.
That's crazy. And then I love this one. I read this last night. Do you know that a swarm of 20,000 bees actually followed a car for 2 days because their queen was in the car?
Wow.
20,000 bees.
Well, my grandfather used to be a beekeeper, so I can kind of believe that.
It makes you wonder, like, how come that spider never gets off your rear view?
Yeah.
Why don't they go?
Yeah.
Don't they go? Okay, I think that's funny. And it still takes 364 licks to get to a Tootsie Roll. It's still there. It hasn't changed.
Oh, man. Well, we want to, before we go, I want to talk a little bit real quick about getting the vote out. So, everybody, it's March the 3rd.
March 3rd.
That's Super Tuesday, folks. So, get out there, vote, vote, vote. Everybody knows how to vote. You got to have your ID, you know, a government form of ID, you know, to get in there to vote. So, make sure you got that ready to go. Mm-hmm. And go out there and make your voice heard. That's all we can do as a society.
Right. Yes, sir.
So, get out there, get your vote out. And, Clem, you got anything else?
Just, you know, it'd be an honor to have the citizens vote of Cullman County.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I will always work hard every day
to
make a difference.
All right. Fantastic. Thank
you. Glad you came.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for coming back.
Thank you, Dessa, my co-host Dessa, for coming out today.
Don.
Thank you. And this has been Don Talk. This episode has been brought to you by Tony Sarah Nissan. Thanks for watching.